With possibly only a 15% allocation for water for almond orchards and other nut crops this year, if they're able, many growers will have to buy some supplemental water from different water districts. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the California Tree Nut Report. Christine Gimperle is owner and operator of Gimperle Orchards and Series, which is south of Modesto. And she said, if you're in a water district and you don't have enough water for the almonds, it gets expensive.
At this point, we're just going to be buying supplemental water. Our district is able to get extra supplies here and there. And so we all kind of put in for a pool and we hope we get what we ask for. We're really conservative.
Many almond growers may put up to 4-acre feed on their crop to get the production they need. But for Gimpler,
we never put on four, never. Good. I guess we can have four in some years that we get a lot of rain, but we're pretty conservative. I've actually, even 1 year, we pulled in a crop with, like, during the drought when it was awful. I think we put on like 2.5 feet. I mean, like, it was very minimal. We work with a group called Irrigation for the Future, and they've really taken us to the next level as far as deficit irrigation management, just really precise, you know, application.
Gimpler said with 2.5 acre feet, well, that crop was smaller.
The crop was definitely smaller. I mean, I think we might have got like 1,600 or 1,800 that year.
And she's talking pounds per acre. And that's not too bad with only 2.5 acre feet. Plus, she kept her trees alive. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with the Tree Nut Report.